This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Charlie Tuna has always believed that Jack Flaherty is a very good pitcher, and now he has immense respect for his social skills.
He won't be Ray Charles, I'll tell you that. he's just a nice gentleman. That's another guy I got to get down there and meet.
Yeah,
he needs to see me, too.
He's
well.
A huge Laker fan and just
is
knows
he?
Everything about the NBA.
I think the Lakers are in pretty good shape.
Now, why would you be the only person on earth saying that right now?
I think the Lakers achieved what they wanted to achieve when they signed LeBron. Magic Johnson was never, Ryan Blake told me, he said Magic Johnson was never going to be a full-time president. Magic Johnson don't have the time, the draft, to go to Croatia, to go to Nigeria, to look at some prospect. He's not going to go to some NBA camp.
Okay, I'll grant you that. But the point is, what are the four Ks out there? Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Davis, and Kawhi. Those are the big four, and nobody wants to go play with LeBron.
Frank, hold on a minute. Nobody wants to play with any of the superstars. Nobody. They offered Dwight Howard $30 million to play with Kobe. No. People didn't want to play with Micah that much. No. Magic, all
these
guys are coach
killers. Durant wanted
to
go play with Curry and Clay.
But that's a different situation.
Paul George wanted to stay with Westbrook.
Because that was a ready-made championship team. He wanted a ring. That's why he went there. Now, will he stay?
Who, Durant?
Will Durant stay?
Durant will probably leave.
He'll probably leave. Here's the observation you never
but,
know.
But here's the thing,
Would you leave if you were LeBron and go to the Knicks?
I don't know.
Out of the question.
You know, making Space Jams 2 in L.A. and Hollywood.
Well, New York's not a bad place.
Will LeBron ever win a championship again?
I don't think he can get anybody good enough to play with him, unless they can still pull the Anthony Davis deal.
So you got two players out there, Kobe and LeBron, that players don't want to come play with because the Lakers don't have that mystique anymore. They'll always be the Lakers. The Clippers will never take over, but people just don't want to
people
play.
Like
Let's wait and see.
It's tough playing with LeBron. Even you
it
would
is.
Admit that.
It
well,
is.
Kobe, too. They won't.
Well, really tough playing with Kobe.
Kobe.
Yeah, that would
but
really
you know,
be tough.
People like Magic Johnson, I mean, he said it in his press conference. He wants to get back to being Magic. People like him, they don't ever like to be the bad guy. They're not comfortable making tough decisions.
Well, he doesn't
he didn't want to fire
business.
Luke Walton.
He didn't want to fire
so
Luke Walton.
So let somebody else fire him.
Who
he didn't like Walton.
Who fires his people at his regular business?
Somebody else. He's,
I don't know.
He's not the
yeah,
one
he probably
it.
Doesn't do the day-to-day fire.
He just didn't want to be. And you know what? You got to listen to his press conference. When he said there's people there who are whispering and doing stuff, talking behind people's backs.
Well, that's going to happen.
No, but somebody there he don't want to work with. That's the bottom line. Somebody there he doesn't want to
That Kobe's guy.
It's not about tweeting and not being able to tweet to say congratulations.
Oh, that would be the worst
that.
Mistake ever
Come
if they
on.
Hired
it's
Kobe.
Not, it's not about
no, no, no. I said, would that be Toby's guy, the GM that he's unhappy with?
So somebody
Ron
is.
Ron Palenka.
Well, he's got the power. They said he had the power to do whatever he wants in the organization. So if it's somebody under him, he could have made a change.
Well, Jeannie Buss didn't want to fire Walton. And they knew that was going to come down.
Yeah.
They were gonna
and
have
when
clean
Walton's
out.
Fired, from all reports, he could have another job pretty soon.
And he doesn't do a bad – with that situation.
Oh,
there,
yeah,
he
nobody's going to win.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, nobody's going to win with that group.
Look at all the coaches being fired yesterday in the NBA. It's
but,
crazy.
Chuck, the Lakers have been terrible for years, and they're going to remain terrible because the best thing they can do this offseason is sign Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler with LeBron
never,
is not going to be enough.
I've never been impressed with Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry.
He's a good player.
Never
he's a good player. But
he's just
not a
star player,
player,
man.
But see, we elevate all these guys. We elevate all these guys who put up some numbers and are good ball players in the NBA. We make them all out to
well,
be stars.
Here's another thing about Magic.
He's not a
Magic
star.
Wants to be the kind of guy that can – he wants to be the face of the NBA. Ben Simmons wanted him to work out with him. They won't let him do it now because of tampering. Magic said, I want to start helping these
he
young
can't even
guys
send
out.
A text to Russell Westbrook after another unbelievable
but
season.
But see, he knew that when he took the job.
You're right.
That's not the reason why he's
well,
quitting.
That's part of the reason.
So he's saying
that's
that.
That's part of the reason. That's
Charlie,
why you can't believe everything you see in the press
he's
conference.
He's saying
either.
That, okay, but that isn't why something rubs him the wrong way internally. We may never know.
We won't
don't
know.
Work there. It's not about being able to work out Ben Simmons or being able to send out a
congratulations
to Dwayne Wade.
Part of the reason he can't do his thing to be Magic Johnson.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the SEC for just a moment. First of all, I was kind of stunned that Mike Anderson, who has never had a losing season in his life, and who's been to the NCAA tournament two times in the last 3 years, was let go by Arkansas. So they bring in Musselman from Nevada. Now, how this affects Mizzou is Nevada was really good last year, and they have a player named Jordan Brown, who's a McDonald's All-American, who Konzo tried to get at Cal, and he really liked it. But when Konzo left Cal, you know, that relationship.
So he's played one year or two
years? I think
he's
played two.
Is that why Musselman got the job?
I think Musselman got the job because he's won a lot of games the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. But does he have a connection to Arkansas player too or no?
I don't think he does.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
War Eagle. How about that?
So the point is, Konzo has got to score some of these transfers. He's got to get grown men, 21 to 23-year-old guys right now because that league is so good. I mean, if you're firing Mike Anderson, that's just scary.
Remember several months ago you said the SEC was up and coming. I agree with you. It's coming up. It's not the football conference.
No, but it's not far
but
behind,
it's coming around.
Yeah. The depth of that conference in basketball is unbelievable.
Look what Auburn did.
Look at Kentucky. Auburn.
Got cheated out
Tennessee.
Of the
Tennessee. Florida's going to be. Listen,
Tennessee.
They're okay.
Oh, I like Tennessee. I'm happy Barnes left. They go out to the cesspool.
But it's not
they
just,
could have done better
it's
UCLA,
not just about
though.
The transfer. You cannot just count on transfers. You got to be able to recruit kids out of
high
school.
You have to if you're Konzo and you're coming off at a really brutal season.
I understand.
You can't come in with a 19-year-old freshman.
No, if you want to win right away.
18-year-old freshman.
You got to win now.
I get it.
Yeah, you supplement your recruiting class with grad transfers.
The problem was he set the bar too high by exceeding expectations his first year. And, you know, it was great.
Do you think he exceeded expectations?
His first year?
No, he didn't.
You don't think he did?
They were supposed to be good, and they were good.
You don't think they were better
than
you expected them to be?
You think the spotlight is
on
him?
He did it with a lot of Kim Anderson's players too. His first year.
Yeah, but Kim Anderson was another.
Well, he got 100%. Cassius Robertson, and that was the key. That was another grad transfers. It's all about grad transfers. Just like look at the Texas Tech team.
That's what Slew's got to do.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could mention some names, but Slew's in on somebody that could really help that young group that's coming in right now. The five. So,
can Konzo recruit out of high school though? The elite ball player. The five-star.
Oh, yeah. He's
a great recruiter. He did it at Tennessee.
Andy, I got
to
be honest
with you.
There can't be a more impressive guy in a living room than Konzo Martin.
Okay.
There really can't.
Well, there's a lot of
when
them.
When he walks into a restaurant, when he walks into everywhere, he's just an imposing man that you take
him to. I don't disagree whatsoever. I totally agree with that. But you know as well as I do, and there's a lot of those guys working in college basketball right now.
Yeah.
So you didn't like the first half of the NCAA championship game, but you did like the ending.
The second half was much better. The ending was better. The first half was boring. Charles Barkley said the same thing during halftime.
Man.
At the beginning, it looked like it was going to be one of the worst games ever, and then it turned out
pretty
good.
It looked like it was going to be a game in the 40s.
Yeah.
The game with Auburn lost to Virginia with the bad call. With the kickball, that was just absurd.
Oh,
no
the kickball. But on the foul.
That was a foul.
Yeah.
That was a foul.
It was
you
got
to get a shooter room
on
to
the,
come down.
Yes. Yeah. On a three-point shot.
All right. Interest level in Augusta this weekend, especially if Tiger can stay in the hunt. Real nice round yesterday, -2, four back.
I'll be watching.
That's what it comes down to. Is Tiger in the hunt? If Tiger's in the hunt, the interest level.
So Koepka and Mickelson wouldn't grab your attention?
No, Koepka would. If Mickelson would, too.
Yeah, but would it grab it as much as Tiger?
My interest level is high. Tiger's in contention. It's like must-see TV. I'll be watching every single shot.
Because he always he has a
actually,
habit.
Sunday I'll be down there, game three.
6:30 game. It'll be like on the 17th.
He has a habit, though, of starting slow. He's like a good singing group. He starts slow, and then starts to elevate Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. And that by Saturday, especially by Sunday, if he's in the hunt by Sunday, watch out. Mm.
All right, what are some of your weekend plans? Now, you'll be busy. What's your feature story for Sunday's broadcast?
We'll see what we have in store. I'll be reporting, obviously.
I like the Tarasenko interview.
You did like that?
Yeah, he opened up more than I thought.
He did.
I gotta give credit
well,
for
he's,
that.
And I said this to some people after we sat down, even before we talked. This is the most relaxed that I've seen Vladimir Tarasenko in probably 3 or 4 years.
Hurry up, because I got to mention my sponsors.
Okay, and he's got it. He has an amazing relationship with Craig Berube too. Okay,
Tarasenko does.
Yes, great relationship with Craig Berube. And really? Tarasenko's happy, man. You need your superstar player to be happy.
Absolutely.
It is so important. And this is the happiest he's been in a long, long time. And listen, I think he's primed. I know he didn't score in game one. He had a couple of really good chances, including the breakaway. The puck just trickled through the legs of Connor Hellebuck, and they were able to keep it out of the net from crossing the goal line there. But I think he's primed to have a tremendous series. I think he'll have a great series.
Yeah, well, great interview. I like your outfit, your hat on.
Oh, you like that?
I like that look. Keep that look. It makes you look much younger. I know you're young anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have several people. Martha complimented on you.
Who's Martha?
My friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You tell Martha I say hello.
She treats me really bad on Friday, though. Oh, my God. I have to go to another town.
And where are you this weekend?
I'm going to go, of course, to Cafe Nappy, but I think I may stop by Kimo's and check out a steak and sit at the bar. You said the bar is pretty hip.
Bar is beautiful, but I don't think it has quite the lovely ladies that you're accustomed to.
I'll attract them, don't worry.
If they know you're coming?
Charlie Honey is coming. They'll be there.
That's my new thing, by the way.
What's that?
Sitting at the bar. My wife and I, love sitting at the bar and have dinner at the bar. Especially at Napoli, too. We went there for the first time a week ago or so, 2 weeks ago.
Took care of you.
And Q took care of us, and it was great people around, and everybody's kind of having a good time. Everybody's happy there.
They are happy.
It's a great place.
When I walk in, they got even happier.
And I ran into so many people who I hadn't seen in a long time. Sometimes people walk in like you're like, oh, you don't want to get caught in a conversation, but
he looks like a basketball
player. It was good to see him there.
Pro football player.
The great Pierre Desir is going to be joining us very shortly.
It was good to see some people there, but a great place. The food is phenomenal at Napoli, too.
Unbelievable.
And you were brought to us by?
Ameren, Illinois. I'll be up there doing a remote in Troy, Illinois, at the Fire and Smokehouse barbecue place. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com. Del Mar Gardens. They've got a special room reserved for Charles Tuna Edwards, BMW of West County. And, of course, I'm brought to you by Snooks of the Greater St. Louis area. And don't forget, every Thursday night, I'm on what they call the Charlie Tuna Tour. Mm-hmm. I'm in a different location. Come by and see me. Slap my hand. Have a doggone good time.
All right. Hey, listen, Hockey Sense comes your way tonight, or this afternoon from Schneidhorst in Frontenac at 4 o'clock, so we'll have full coverage and a full preview of Game 2 with the Blues and the Jets. As always, that show is brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training. You don't like your job. It's time for a new career, because driving a truck is not just a job. It is a career. Call my good buddy Jeff Bowser today. 314-895-4111. You can check them out online, beatrucker.com. It's a family affair at MTC Truck Driver Training. Of course, Four Hands Brewing Company, voted St. Louis's number one brewing company for a good reason. Great spot in downtown St. Louis before and after the game. Their tasting room on South 8th Street is incredible. And, of course, Dirt Cheap Fun. Every day of a Blues game, you get $5 off your purchase. 9 locations in St. Louis. Dirt Cheap Fun, your one-stop party shop.
All right, we'll take a short time out. When we come back, the story of perseverance and passion. Pierre Desir joins us. We'll be right back.